1st of July, 1863, at Gettysburg, two great armies met. A turning point in our history. A chance encounter, and the stage was set. Up from the south came Robert E. Lee and 75,000 battle-hardened men. Poised in the north was George G. Meade and 88,000 to meet the challenge. Battle calls on the distant horizon. The men in blue meet the men in gray. The lines are drawn, cannon smoke is rising from Gettysburg on this fateful day. 1st of July, 1863, a turning point in history. For 3 days the battle raged on, up Seminary Ridge to Devil's Den. These men took Cemetery Hill on the third afternoon, but by nightfall pushed back again. On the fourth day, Lee's men sat and waited for Meade's great charge that never came. So back into Virginia, Lee's men slipped away under the cover of darkness and rain. Battle calls on the distant horizon. The men in blue meet the men in gray. The lines are drawn, cannon smoke is rising from Gettysburg on this fateful day. 1st of July, 1863, a turning point in history. On the third day, as the last bullets flew, 10,000 men lay dead in the fields. Some dressed in gray, others in blue. 10,000 dreams that would never come true. Many good men were lost those 3 days. The price of battles can never be assessed. So many good men sent to early graves. It'll all be in vain. By chance we forget. Southwest of Harrisburg, about 35 miles, on the 1st of July, any given year, a few good people keep the memory alive. Just listen close and you still can hear. Battle calls on the distant horizon. The men in blue meet the men in gray. The lines are drawn, cannon smoke is rising. Gettysburg on this fateful day. 1st of July, 1863, turning point in history. Battle calls on the distant horizon. The men in blue meet the men in gray. The lines are drawn, cannon smoke is rising from Gettysburg on this fateful day. 1st of July, 1863, a turning